Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, so we are starting on Hamad Aleph, top line. We'll just go back to the top line. So yesterday we started about discussing the Minchas Eimer. So Rav had made a statement that a Minchas Eimer should come to Shaloi L'shmas Psula. The Minchas Eimer is failed in its mission to be machshir, to be matir the chadash, by the fact that the kayin did the kmitza shalai l'shma, so the carbon is completely pasul. Rule that if the machshir, just a permitter, as opposed to a carbon that's being mechaper, or some other chayv, the minchas ha'aymer, together with the asham nazir, and the asham etzaira, are just permitter karbanas. So therefore, if they fail in their mission because the avoda was done, the shechita, the kmitza was done shaloi l'shma, the carbon is completely pasul. That was Rav's opinion yesterday. So we're going to start off today with a meisvei, and the meisvei is going to slug up Rav, and then we're going to have two other opinions about a case where the kmitza was done shaloi l'shma on the carbon minchas eimer. It's going to go mikatsa el katsa. Rav, the earlier amira, followed by Rish Lakish, and then followed by a later amira, Rava. Each one will add a bigger kula to the previous one. So we start off by saying, so that's pretty much the first amit and a half today. The second half of the amit today, the second half, the last half of the amit on amit days today, we'll bring in a sort of going off on a tangent about shreifa needing a pusik, that it should not be allowed for a hektish to bring a shreifa animal. And that is brought in because of the fact that we're going to bring in a question of minchas eimer on that topic. So once again, we have three shitas that we're going to go through today, Rav, Rish Lakish, and Rava, regarding kmitza shaloi l'shma and a minchas eimer. We're going to ask kashas on the second opinion first, Rish Lakish, try to give a reason for his opinion, and then follow up with Rava, who is the most makel. Along the way, we're going to come across some challenging concepts. I'll try to explain them and give some additional points as much as possible. But let's get started. So first, we have a kasha on Rav. Once again, Rav said yesterday, permitters a carbon that is brought as a matir, as a machshir. If it's done shaloi l'shma because it failed in its mission, it's completely pasul. He said it applies to a minchas eimer, asham etzaira, and asham nazir. So meisvei, the Gemara asks, we have a braisa that says, asham etzaira shenishchat shaloi l'shma, and asham etzaira that was shechted shaloi l'shma. This is the part that we're going to ask the question on, case of asham etzaira shenishchat shaloi l'shma, oy shaloi nitim edame al gabi behinis, or the blood was not put on the behindness, on the right ear, right thumb, right toe of the mitzvah, which is part of the cleansing process of the mitzvah before he can come back to the machmeh. Hareza oila lagabe mizbech. Despite these failures on the usha mitzvah, you still are oila lagabe mizbech, v'ta'a nesachim, and it requires nesachim. Complete the process like a regular, good, valid carbon, v'tzarech asham achal ashiray, and then you have to bring another carbon asham to do the process properly, to be machshir the mitzayra. But what do we see from here? The main point, kasha against Rav, is asham mitzayra shenishchat shaloi l'shmai is valid. Once it's kosher, but it's loy alu l'bal in the shem chayva. So it's a kasha, direct kasha on Rav, tiyufta the Rav, tiyufta, the Peshitta adds in the word tiyufta. It's a kasha on Rav. Tosis notes that, a second Tosis, hava matzal meima Rav tanahu apolog, as we do in many cases in Shas, Rav was the transition from Tanayim to Amoraim, so we very often apply the principle that Rav is a Tana who can argue on other Tanayim, other Brises, Mishnayis, but could come or become a Tuchta. For whatever reason, the Gemara here opted not to say Rav Tana Upalig, so it's a Kasha and Rav, we slug up Rav. So that's the first opinion. Now we go to the second opinion. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amr, in the same case over here, where it's Minchas Amr, she comes to Shaloi L'shma, Kshera, a Minchas Ha'omer that was brought Shaloi Lishma. Of course, this is on the 16th day of Nisan. The Minchas Ha'omer is brought to permit Chadash in Eretz Yisrael, and some say even in Chutz La'aretz. Just keep in mind the two following rules. The Minchas Ha'omer brought on the 16th permits Chadash for a Hedyot. And it also has to be the first carbon mincha that is brought from Chadash. So in effect, if you bring a carbon mincha, that's not a minchas ha'omer, before you bring the minchas ha'omer from the new crop, that mincha will be pasul. You also have the shtei alechem that's brought on Shavuos, which permits karbanos to be brought from the new crop. If you brought a carbon mincha between Pesach, when you brought the Minchas Ha'omer, and between the Shtei Alechem, so let's say during the days of Sfira, the carbon is kosher, but it's not the best way of doing the mitzvah. So once again, the Minchas Ha'omer permits Chadash around the land. So Rish Lakish says, if the Minchas Ha'omer, you did the Kemitzah Shaloi L'shma, it's Kshera, you complete the process, you take the Kemitzah, put it in the Keli, bring it, burn it on the Mizbeach, and the Shireha, and the remaining part of the Mincha, of course, the Shirayim, the stuff that was not part of the Kemitza, that is eaten by the Kohanim, but Ein Echolin Ad Shetavi Mincha Soim Acher Shetati Reh. You have to wait until you bring another mincha, a bona fide mincha, because you messed up on the first one, Shaloi L'shma. But Rish Lakish, as opposed to Rav, says the carbon mincha seimer in this case is kosher, and the shirayim can be eaten later. Now, the reason why Ein Echol Anat Shetavi Mincha Seimer Acheres, and the reason why you can't eat the shirayim from here, as Rashi says, Mishum Issa Chadash, because obviously the carbon eimer that's being brought is being brought from the Chadash crop, so you can't eat the shirayim until it's been permitted by a good carbon minchas eimer. So that is what Rish Lakish says. So once again, completely different than Rav. Rav said, pasul from the get-go, you stop, you burn it. Rish Lakish says over here that it's okay, complete the process, but bring another minchas eimer to permit the chadash. So the Gemara asks him.
Two sets of shirayim.
Yes.
You're going to have a big.
Yes. Yeah, it's Pesach, so maybe we'll be hungry. Anyways, Nick, there are a lot of kohanim around Pesach time. So, Frakti Gemara, the Gemara is going to ask a question, and we're going to delve on this point till Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Mikrav Hechi Karva, how can, according to Rish Lakish, who says, complete the process, hold the shirayim until the new mincha is brought. Oh. How could you be even makriv the first mincha that you did shaloi l'shma? Because we have a basic problem. We have a pasuk in Yechezkel that describes however you get there and define it, but the bottom line is it says mimashke Yisrael min hamutal Yisrael. The only type of carbon you could bring to Hashem is something that is permitted to the rest of the world, to the rest of Bnei Yisrael. Over here, the first carbon mincha, which has been somewhat tainted by the fact that you did it shaloi l'shma, you are, in effect, bringing that kemitza, which is mashke Yisrael, because it's chadash, it hasn't been permitted, so we're being makriv, we're completing the process on the first mincha shaloi l'shma, and it's not a mashke Yisrael carbon, because it's not permitted to the rest of the Jewish people, because it's still tainted, it still has chadash on it. So how can we bring a carbon like this? That's the Gemara's kasha on Rish Lakish. Now, bear in mind, you could ask possibly the question, what about all carbon eimers? All carbon eimers, even if they're done properly, you still have the problem. You're bringing it from Chadash. You're doing the Haftarah on a Kemitza on a Chadash carbon. So that should also be Mashke Yisrael, because you can't, Yisrael cannot eat that Chadash. So even a typical where everything is done properly, how could that be brought? So there are two answers to that. One is Tosis on Pei Dalid, who says that's kemitzvah, so that is a mitzvah of Omer. So that's the only way to do the mitzvah. So obviously you're going to be mocked there a kemitzah from Chadash, but that's the mitzvah, so that's what you have to do. So it's not really considered Mashgi Yisrael. The Rashba gives another answer, just like by Gittin, we have a concept of Boin Ke'echad. The moment you bring it to Gavaya, that's when it becomes permitted, so therefore it becomes Mashgi Yisrael and brought to Hashem at the exact same moment. So that's how it would work for a typical Karban Omer. So once again, we have the question here, according to Rish Lakish, how could he conceptually say, complete the process on the first mitzvah Sa'aymer that was done Shaloi Lishma? It's a mashke, it's not a mashke Yisrael because it's usher because of Chadash. So Amarav Adabarahavik Savara Shlakish Ein Mechus Isman Labai Biyayin. We have a concept, it's mostly a Kutchin concept. There is no premature time if it's going to happen on the same day with regard to Hekdesh. The easiest example, just to give the basic example of this, would be, for example, in the discussion of being makir the Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach in the morning. If, let's say, you were mafrish and we discussed the issue of dichui by Balechayim, so the question is over there, if you're mafrish a Karban Pesach in the morning, because you cannot technically bring the Karban Pesach in the morning, there perhaps should be dichli in the whole discussion of dichli by Balechayim or not. So the answer given to that is, because in a couple of hours, the carbon will be valid to be brought. So therefore, there's no mechusizman. So we say in that case, there's no premature time when it comes to Hekdesh if it's going to be brought on the same day. So Rav Ada Bar Ahava applies that concept to Rish Lakish also. The way Rashi says it, the way Rashi describes it directly to the right, Rashi says, Ein mechus izman abay b'yayim, oil v'hayoyim tehemu teres liyisrael, because later today, the chadash will be permitted liyisrael, achar shetikrav minchas oimer acheres, after you bring another minchas oimer, which now will permit chadash, v'loy mechuser zman hilagvaya. That is not considered a mechuser zman to Hashem.
So we have the possibility that nobody's going to bring the same.
Right. So that's a question that's discussed. The question is, the first example that I gave by Karban Pesach, it's just a time factor. A couple of hours passed. Right. Here it's a mechuser maisa. So they discuss that. If it's a mechuser maisa, it's not just an automatic thing with the passage of time. So the answer they give to that, which is basically said by the Taras Kodesh, he says, because either way, Chadash will be permitted that night. So in a way, even if he wouldn't bring the carbon, automatically at night, and even though it's at night, that's another thing they discuss, it's not even really labayin by yom, it happens to be at night when it goes from day to night, that it would be permitted automatically, so that can also be considered an ein mechuser zman labayin by yom. So that's Rav Ada Bar Ahava's explanation.
Wait a second. Rabbi Yossi, that's not true. It's Matir Chadash all over the world. I don't know, but conceptually, it's not Matir Chadash B'Mikdash.
What? No. It is Matir Chadash B'Mikdash that if you bring it after... If you don't bring the carbons, your question is, if you don't bring the minchas ha'aymer and it's automatic for everybody, are you allowed to bring...
I don't know if it's a mikdash. It just occurred to me now.
Okay.
You're in a circular. I have to think about it.
In school's time. Yeah, so that's a good question, but I think from what I see, from what I saw, even if you don't bring the carbon on the 16th, you would still be allowed to bring chadash, karbanis after that day.
You're allowed to eat it.
No, but the point,
it does.
Right, you're allowed to eat the chadash, but we said before that the mitzvah in a mufchar to bring a carbon mincha from the new crop, you have to wait till you bring the shtei halachim on Shavuos. Right. The purpose of shtei halachim on Shavuos is to be mater chadash for karbanis. So Baruch and I are discussing, if, let's say, this answer that I gave you regarding the Chutzur Maisa, that at night automatically becomes permitted, does it become permitted to also bring a carbon mincha in general from the Chadash crop? I would think.
Talking about the
well, that's one part of it. But the follow-up question would be, is a general question point.
Yeah, why wouldn't you have to wait till Shabbat?
Yeah, so I would think you could still bring, but.
Okay, let's move on. So I'm sorry to interrupt. No, this was popped into my head. Okay.
Right.
And you solve the problem that who's going to, how are you going to eat the Shiraya because that's an exception.
Right.
Because you're not really bringing it, you know,
right,
for that purpose.
Right.
But you still can't bring Chadash and not until Shuras.
Until Shuras. But the so that's what we're discussing, because the truth is the Mechusar Maisa answer that I gave you would seem to indicate that you could bring a mincha from the new crop after the 16th at night. Because I said to you, the way the Teretz is presented by the Taras HaKadosh, he says, because it's automatic at night, so you don't look at it like a So is it just looking at it, or the...
What's the question he's addressing? Is he only addressing Mashke Yisrael, or is he addressing...
He's addressing...
He's
addressing the point of Mechusar's Man L'Boy B'Yoy.
Let's say you want to bring Mincha on the last day of Pesach.
Right.
Can you bring Chadash?
No. I would think, not Mitzvah Min HaMukha, but it would be kosher if you did bring it.
Misunderstood.
Yeah, I'm not, that's what I think. But Baruch will double check on that point. The other point that's discussed over here is the kasha that was asked on Rish Lakish, Migrav Hecha Karva. We have a problem of Mashke Yisrael, but we have the other issue that we've been discussing over here also right now. And that is, the first carbon mincha that has to be brought, we said, has to be the mincha sa'aymer. So technically, the question could have been asked on Rish Lakish, well, this mincha sa'aymer that was done shaloi l'shma is being brought from the new crop, so it should be puzzle because it was brought before the mincha sa'aymer. So why didn't the Gemara ask that question? So the answer to that is given is that even though this Mincha Sa'aymer has failed in its mission to be the master of the Chadash, it still retains a certain sense that it's a Mincha Sa'aymer. So because of the fact, it's still considered somewhat of a Mincha Sa'aymer, even though it was Shaloi L'shma, and it's not doing its job, it still has the shame of a Mincha Sa'aymer, which makes it not invalid. It doesn't possible it because of the fact that it was brought before, this carbon itself was brought before the Minchas Eimer on that day. So it has still a shame of the Minchas Eimer. That's how they get out of that question as to why the Gemara did not ask that, but instead chose to ask on Mashke Yisrael. Okay, so we have Rav Ada's answer about Ein Mechus is Man L'Boy B'Yom. So we're going to have now three kashas on this concept. A little challenging as far as the comparisons go, but the bottom line is each of the following questions will question the application of Ein Mechus is Man L'Boy B'Yom. At the end of the Amid, we will discard this reason as being Rish Lakish's reason. So let's see how we get there. So Masiv Rav Ada, Bereid Rav Yitzchak, Rav Ada asked a kasha from the following brisa. This brisa just contrasts rules of eifes compared to menachos. Yes, be'eifes she'ein be'menachos. There are certain rules that apply to eifes that do not apply to a carbon mincha. And yes, be'menachos she'ein be'eifes. Yes, be'eifes eifes bein be'midvash shnayim. Eifes and bird carbonis can be brought in partnership with somebody. U'mechusrei kaparen bird carbonis are also used for those individuals like Eladez, Zav, Zava, Betsaira, where they have to bring a bird carbonis in order to be permitted back into the base of Mikdashim to eat Kachim. They're called Mechusrei Kapara, so these are bird eifes which satisfy this condition. The Hutru Meklal Isurin Bekaidish, and there's a certain permitting of the Malika, which takes it out of a complete Isser for a hedyot, as Rashi says, to the side, which are the kash b'klal isur lehedyot, the malika asur b'chulin, the kasher b'kachim malika, of course, is permitted by kachim, but totally usur for a hedyot. So the eif takes it out when you do the malika, something that's totally usur, but it's permitted by hektish. Mash ein kem b'menachas. None of these rules apply by menachas, obviously. Are not so obvious in the partnership. V'yesh b'menachas shem menachas tunis keli. There are rules by menachas. The carbon mincha requires a keli. Rashi says over here, he brings in, interestingly enough, to the right, Rashi says, b'perk shtei halechem, oifis ein tu'un klishare malikasam b'tzipayrin. Rashi is focused on the shkita malika part of the oif, whereas really the carbon mincha would be the Kabbalah part. So Rashi's comparison seems to be somewhat off a bit in this comparing carbon mincha to an oif. Tosis notes this, and he says, well, the carbon mincha is by the keli, for sure. You have to take the kamitza and put it into a keli. Others want to learn that Rashi might have been learning that the carbon mincha, tunis kli, is actually even on the first step of the process, because you have to put the carbon mincha, let's say, machvas marcheshes, in a keli, and that keli also has to be a kli shares, even though you have to up the kedusha on it when you take the kamitza from it and put it into another keli. So then you'd be comparing the mincha tuna kli to the first step, as Rashi brings on the shechita part. Okay, that's just sort of a bit of a side point. The tenufa, and a carbon mincha requires a tenufa, the waving, the hagasha, and bringing the mincha close to the mizbeach on the southwestern wall. The yeshanan b'tzibur k'biyachid, and a carbon mincha has tzibur carbon minchas, just like a yachid has carbon minchas. Mashe k'b'ayfis, these things do not apply, no rules like this by ayfis. Now, the ib isa, and if it's true, the menachas that we said, a mechus is man, if that's a true thing, then we should also say, we also should say that we have this rule that you do not look at a premature time in the case of Hekdesh. As Rashi says here, the imis a little bit below to the right, the im isa the dain chodesh aser minchas aimer nami shtakach the karvel gvayim mash aser lahedyon. We're also permitting something that is aser lahedyon to be brought lagvayah, because the karvel minchas aimer is being brought even though it's mashke Yisrael. So just like you're permitting a malika totally usher to a hedyot, but permitted to gavaya, same concept, something that's totally usher la hedyot because it's chadash, is being permitted to gavaya by the concept of the emachus is mana by the yayim. So this would be a difference between carbon mincha and a carbon of a bird. So why doesn't this braisa list that as one of the contrasting rules? The Gemara says, Kivan answers the Gemara, Kivan de emachus is mana by the yayim, lavi suru. It's not even an iser. As Rashi says, Lavi Surat, the command to carve a minchas aymar ha'cheres dami. It's as if you are doing another mincha at that point. There is no kutra over here. The whole thing you look at is one big thing. It's not that you permitted something that was usher. It was permitted from the gutka, from Eimachus and Spana by Beyond is a permit from the get-go. There was never an isser here to be considered. So that's why that is not listed. So we answered that question. Second kasha, Masav Rav Sheshes, getting into the process of permitting a mitzayra. Hikdim matam shemen lamatanam. You have to do it in a certain order. What if you did not do it in the appropriate order? So you're supposed to put the dam on the behinis first, followed by the sprinkling of the shemen towards the pareiches, and then you put the shemen on the behinis. In this case over here, it's hikdin matan shemen lamatan dam. He put the oil on the behinis before the blood. What does the braisa tell us to do? Yimalena shemen, you should fill up the loy of shemen to make sure you have enough. The yachser yitin shemen achar matan dam. And then you will apply the shemen once you went back, and you'll have to do it again. So it should come after the application of the dam, of the blood on the behinis. Let's say you did the following incorrectly. You did matan behinis you put the oil on the behinus, on the right thumb, right toe, right ear, lamatan shevi, you did that before the sprinkling to the pareches. Yemalenish, once again, you should correct it. Yemalenish shemen, v'yaser, v'yitin matan behinus, apet matan side. Do the sprinkling and then do the matan behinus again. Now, this price is looking at it. It's explained that we're looking at the fact that you did it out of order as a mechusser zman problem. It's not that you did it. It's not being focused on as an out of order problem. It's being looked at as a mechusser zman, that you did the thing at the wrong time. That's how this gemara is explained. So if that's true, the e-amrat, a mechusser zman l'bay b'yayim, if we're holding now that we're saying there's a concept of a mechusser zman l'bay b'yayim, amay yaser v'yitin, my d'avad avad. We're looking at it big picture, so there should be no mechusser zman here. He did everything at the end of all these procedures. Everything was done correctly, so there should be no premature time involved over here, because everything at the end of all these processes were done, and if you hold it, a mechusser zman l'bay b'yayim, it should all be fine. So the kash is, well, you see, you don't hold it because you have to go over and do it in the right order. So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says it's different by Mitzayra. Rav Papa says Shani Hilchas Mitzayra. The halachas of Mitzayra are different. The Ksiba Behu Avaya, because the word Avaya is written by them. The Amar Kasev, the Pasuk says Zois Tias Taras Mitzayra. Tia Bahavayasatahe, you have to do it in the right order. So this is, even though you may hold of Ema Chusus Man the Bai Bayayim, by Mitzar there's a special rule that you must do it in the right order, and it is Me'akev. Musav Rav Papa, Rav Papa asks another steer, so this is the third kasha. Before we go on, I just wanted to mention one other important concept here, that in the case of Mashki Yisrael, we said that when we gave the reason of Ein Mechusser Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim, so at the end of the day, there's a long footnote on this also. He brings it out, a lot of the Mefarshim bring it on the sheets too. The question is, at the end of the day, even if you say Ein Mechusser Zman L'Boy B'Yoyim, but the point is, at the time that the first carbon is brought, it's chadash. So how do you overcome that problem that at the time the carbon was brought, the carbon was chadash? It's Mashke Yisrael. Even if you say you look at the big picture, that there's no premature thing in the time. But the point is, at the time that first carbon that was a failure, you are being matir a Mashke Yisrael. So how do you overcome that moment in time?
So the Rashi says that it's
No, that's Bain Ke'echad. That's only if you brought a good carbon Heimer. We're talking about the not perfectly kosher Minchas Heimer. At the end of the day, even if you say Ein Mechusser Zman L'Bay B'Yayim, at the time you are bringing Kaddish. It is Mashke Yisrael. So how do you get over that fact? Now, the note is a little complicated, but basically what it is, it boils down to a chakira. It's a bit challenging, but I just wanted to make everybody aware of it. Everybody discusses it about how does Mashke Yisrael work. The question is it a two-step process or a one-step process? What does that mean? Two-step process means if it's Asur Lahedyet, step two, it's Asur Lagavaya. That's called, in this case, they use the term, we always have the term Simen versus Siba. They use that as a simen. They call that the simen. If it's Asur Lahedyet, then it's a simen that it's Asur Lagavaya. The other way of looking at it is that it's a Siba, that it's one Chadash Isser, it's Chadash to Hedyet, it's Chadash to Gavaya. It's one thing, it's one step. So the way they learn this Gemara is that the Ein Mechusser Zman L'Bay B'Yayim would follow the Siba way of looking at it. Because when you look at it, you look at it Hedyet, yes, it's Chadash to Hedyet. But L'Gavaya, from the get-go, there's no Chadash here. It's one Siba of Isser. So if it doesn't apply to Gavaya, because for Gavaya it's Ein Mechusser Zman L'Bay B'Yayim, it never applied to the Gavaya aspect of it.
But
what?
The Hedyet eat Chadash in that case,
by the way? No way you can eat, nobody can eat the Chadash in that case. You still have to wait But the question is, how do you overcome the Mashke Yisrael part, even if you hold any Chutzis Man by the other?
It's still not
permitted to
detain.
Right, it's not permitted until the Eimer is brought. But the way, but if you look at it as a Siba, as a one step process to get there, so then you look at, oh, Gevoya, it's not Mashke Yisrael or Gevoya, because at the end of the day, it's one thing, it's one step to the Gevoya, it's not Mashke Yisrael, in hindsight, when you look at Ein Mechusses Man by B'yayim. So that's how, I just wanted to point that out as far as how they learned the concept of Mashke Yisrael. Okay, so Mazir Rav Papa, now the third kasha. Also, we're going back to Mitzayra. Hikdim Chatas Hashamayim. Mitzayra has to bring three karbanos, Oilas, Chatas, and Asham. So what, and the Asham has to be Makrif first. So what happens if Hikdim Chatas Elav Shamay? What if he does it out of order and he does the Chatas before the Asham? So Lo Yia Achar Memaris Vedama, you don't have somebody shaking the blood so it shouldn't coagulate and get thick, and bring the Asham and then do it in the right order. But because you shefted in the wrong order, El Tuuber Tsurasa, you have to leave it overnight. The process of leaving it overnight, by definition, will make it tuber tzurasa, even though it may physically not be totally tuber tzurasa, because it's a bazillion to burn the hektish right away in this case. So you wait overnight. The lina accomplishes the tuber tzurasa, the tesla basis reifa, and then you burn it the next morning. So the Gemara asks, so first the Gemara says, hey, who's asking this question? Am I Kamaisiv Rav Papa? Why is Rav Papa asking this question? Baha Rav Papa Huda Amar Shani Hilchas Mitzayra, the Ksiba Bahu Havaya. We just had a couple of lines ago that Mitzayra has this specific order that cannot be overcome by Ein Mechusser Zman. So we tweak the kasha that Rav Papa asks. El Rav Papa Hakli Kakashla. This is what Rav Papa asks. Ema Hanamila Avoida. Maybe the order that has to be done in the correct order as specified in the Psukim is only a real Avoida. Shkita Lav Avoida He. But as we know, we have the term very often that Shkita is Lav Avoida. Different reasons without getting too detailed about that. You could have Shkita may not be an Avoida or called an Avoida. In many ways it is, but in many ways it's not, because Shkita can be done by the Tzar, Tosfos brings, or because Shkita is by Chulin also, by Chulin and Kachin, so maybe that's why Shkita is called Lav Avoida. So therefore, what he says, or if Papa says, maybe the order, the specific order, has to be by other avodas, but shkita lav avoda he. And now the question is, and if it's true, as we try to explain Rish Lakish, that there's a mechusis man l'bay b'yayim, yehei echa b'maris v'dama v'likri of asham v'hadu likri of chatas. Let's go and apply the rule of a mechusis man. Hold the chatas, be memaris the blood of the chatas, bring the asham, and then after everything is said and done, everything is good, because it's ein mechusses man l'bay b'yayin. So that's a kasha that Rav Papa now says, Ella. So we changed the whole reason why Rish Lakish would hold that, how does Rish Lakish overcome the Mashke Yisrael problem? It's not because of ein mechusses man l'bay b'yayin. Elam Rav Papa says the reason is kind of time to Rish Lakish, the Ksavar Heir Mizrach Matir. The sunrise on the morning of the 16th, which is the day you were supposed to bring the Minchas Omer, by definition, automatically, by sunrise, Chadash is permitted. So there is no Mashke Yisrael on the 16th period, even at sunrise.
Even before you bring the Kabbalah.
Yes. By definition, sunrise the 16th is enough to make it to overcome Mashke Yisrael. It's permitted for Karbanos. For the rest of Hedyet, there are other issues about that. But it looks like even for Hedyet, according to this statement,
so you would not see Karbanos at all. Sunrise will be welcome.
That's the way. Yeah. So also, by the way, the Rav Papa said Shchita Lav Avoidahi. The problem, there's one bit of a problem that Tosfos brings up, and that is there's really a Kabbalah problem here also, because Kabbalah is happening the moment or a second or two after you do the shechita. The blood is rushing from the animal's neck into the keli, which is the Kabbalah. So if you're saying shechita lavavoydahi, how are you going to manage the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah also is happening at, Rav Papa was asking his question, we're saying, oh, he's asking his question because shechita lavavoydahi. But Kabbalah, which is an avoda, according to everybody, is happening at the same time. So there's, you would still have the problem of tia, b'haviyasu tehei, with regard to the Kabbalah. So Tosfos learns, ein hachinam, the Kabbalah is part of the shechita, which would not have to necessarily be in the order as far as shechting and doing the Kabbalah of the Karbanis, and it's only the other procedures of the Metzairah that have to be Tia B'Haviyasa today. Yeah, Kabbalah is definitely avoided, but you have to pair it with the Shechita, that it doesn't have to be in the right order in the Havamin of Rav Papa's question, because then his question doesn't begin. So he's considering the Kabbalah together with Shechita as at least a lava voida for the purpose of having to do the chatas and asham in the right order by the mitzayra. Anyway, so Rav Papa said over here, hey, Mizrach Matid, Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish Damer Teravayu, they both say that Afilish Vizman Shabesim Mekrish Kayim, hey, Mizrach Matir, that as soon as the sun rises on the 16th, the Chodesh is not, so there's no Mashke Yisrael problem. Yes. Yeah, the last wide line on top says, V'haida ein shirayin nechpolen, the mitzvah lahamten ad havas aimer. It's not absolutely necessary, but it's, yes, it's a mitzvah to wait till you bring it. Tosis even goes a step further. The last couple of lines of the first Tosis says, that it's not even a mitzvah to say, it's just a mitzvah min hamufcher. He brings in that whole case with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai about the gzer, about waiting, because yeah, people may not remember the following year, the very interesting Gemara about that. Anyway, so back to the top line of the Gemara, v'hadar Resh Lakish la b'fir shitmar, Rish Lakish's statement about Heir Mizrach Matir was not said explicitly by him, Ella McClellan Itmark, but we see it from a general statement that he made. It's not, as we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Mavin and the Girsis should be Menachos Ubikurim Uminchas Behema, which is regular Nesachim that are brought with animals, Koidem La'Omer, before the Minchas Omer is brought. Vim Havi Puzzle. If you bring a new carbon mincha before, from a chadash crop, before you brought the Omer, then that carbon is puzzle. If you bring a carbon mincha before the shtei halechem, kodim shtei halechem, lo yavi, you shouldn't, kodim shtei halechem, lo yavi, you shouldn't bring it, vim havi, but if you did bring it kosher, it is kosher b'di evet. Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak said on this Mishnah, Rish Lakish said on this, Lois Shanu Elabar Bas Bachamish Asr. The aforementioned rules about bringing it before the Minchas Omer and before the Shtei Halachim, or the Minchas Omer, only applies to the 14th and the Chamish Asr and the 15th. Aval Bashisha Asr, but if he brings it on the 16th, if he brought a Mincha from the new crop before the Minchas Omer was brought, Im Havi Kosher, it is kosher. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said, that Rish Lakish learned on this Mishnah. Alma, so we see from here, Alma Ksaver Heir HaMizrach Matir, that the Heir HaMizrach, the sunrise on the 16th, is good enough. So at the
this takes care of the
Mashkeprav. So at this point in time, we've answered Rish Lakish. His rule stands. No tiyufs on Rish Lakish. You bring a new carbon mincha. No problem of Mashke, because he holds in technically Heir HaMizrach is Matir. So that's the second of the three opinions regarding a carbon minchas Omer that was brought Shaloi L'Shma. Now we're going to have the most extreme lenient case or opinion. V'Rava Amar Rava says minchas Omer should come to Shaloi L'Shma is Keshera. The Shireu Necholin, its Shiraim are permitted right away, even if you did it Shaloi L'Shma. The Einet Tzricha Minchas HaOmer Acheres HaTirah. You don't even have, and you don't have to bring another Omer to correct the flaw of this Omer that was brought Shaloi Lishma. Why? Three reasons. Me, Dover, and Malkin reasons. What are they? First of the Gemara, we'll state the reasons and then explain how it applies here. She'ein mashava ma'elas elabami shaloi la'avayda. A mashavas of shaloi lishma, and the discussion is whether this would apply to pigle also. That's a machlaikis. But with regard to us right now, a mashava, shaloi lishma, mashava, or Dibur, as we've always learned, that Machshava really means Dibur by Shaloi Lishma or Pigel. E Machshava my Elis El B'misha Roy LaVoida. And we'll see a description of this in a second. Ubedover HaRoy LaVoida. And something with something that's being brought that is, quote, Roy LaVoida. Ubemokim HaRoy LaVoida. And in a place that is Roy LaVoida. So explaining these three things. The Misha Roy Lavaida is La Fuke Kain Bamum. The statement of one who is right to do the Avaida to the exclusion of a Kain Bamum. So if a Kain Bamum does a Mashava Shaloi Lishmana Karban, it has no effect. A Mashava Ma'ela. So will not be effective in that case and nothing will happen. Second statement, Budava Haroi La Vaida, something that is Roy La Vaida La Fuke Minchas Armor. This is the point that interests us over here. Rav is saying a Dover Haroi La Vaida to the exclusion of Minchas Armor, the Loy Chazi, which is not Roy La Vaida, the Chiddishu, because it's a Chiddish. Now let's see Rashi on this explanation. Rashi right a little bit above to the left. So he says over here, is B'davar HaRoy LaVayda could go in Minchas Chitin. What is Roy LaVayda? Only Chitin. A Minchas Chitin is Roy LaVayda. Of a Minchas HaOymer Shal Sa'irim, this carbon Eimer which is brought from Sa'irim, Eina Ru'uya El LaVayda Zu, Belvad LaHatir. This Minchas Eimer is only Roy for this Avayda to permit Chodesh. V'loy Mishum Carbon Asiyan. It's not coming as a regular carbon. You'll ask, what about a Saita? Saita also has Sa'irim, so maybe the Sa'irim of the Mincha Sa'irim should be considered Roy La'avayda. So Rashi says, V'imishu Mincha Saita Lav Ru'uyahu. Mincha Saita is also called not being Roy. Why? The Mincha Saita is Kemach, the Shel Omer is Gerish, so Mincha Saita is fine flour, Omer is different flour of Sa'irim. V'ayda and a Mincha Saita, the Lav Avaydahi. It's also not an avoida type, a roi lavoida. Why? The lavara oven kasi. It's not coming as a carbon. It's coming really at, just to be mavara, whether the woman is guilty or not. V'haida pasam ashava b'minchas k'nois v'shim d'rachmona kar yachatas. We said, as our first Mishnah stated, that kol amenachas shaloi l'shma, with the exception of minchas choyte and minchas k'nois. So Rashi said we had the special inclusion that we had a couple of blot ago that it's called, Minchas Kenois is called Chatas. The Kasha asked on Rashi, though, is this was only the Havamin of the Gemara that it was called Chatas, the Minchas. So discussion about the name. Right. So the question is, why did Rashi bring this statement? And the last thing is, Malkam Haroi Lavoid, Lafuke Nifkam and Mizbeach. If you did the kamitza when the mizbeach was pogim and it was not fixed before the haktara, then it is not roi lavoida. If it was fixed, if you did the kamitza on a pogim mizbeach, but the mizbeach was fixed before the haktara, then it would be good. So makam roi lavoida lafuge nifka mizbeach. If you did the kamitza shaloi lishma on a pogim mizbeach and it was not fixed, that would also, a mashava shaloi lishma would not be effective.
Okay, so that is these three things that would take out the chadash is not an issue altogether?
Right, so the minchas ha'aymer done shaloi lishma accomplishes the purpose of being matir the chadash, according to Rava. Right. The Shaloi Lishma by the Minchas Ha'aymer, according to Rava, does not affect the carbon. It's still
any adverse consequence at all.
Doesn't look like it. Looks like totally scot free. Yeah, totally scot free.
He had a better rule, but
yeah, totally scot free, perfect according to Rava. Obviously, I'm sure. Well, that's another issue. As exchange and Nicker. You're saying paying it back? Paying it back?
You have to pick some jobs. Yeah. It was a car. Yeah. Right?
Or it, penalty. If he gets upstairs after 120, they're not going to.
That's my question. Yeah. Yeah. And that's all. Yeah. Well, you get a demerit.
Yeah. Okay. So the next Gemara is a back and forth. If I'm wrong on something, keep Cheshbon here. It's a real Cheshbon Gemara. And it's back and forth. The point of the Gemara is we have a trefa. Trefa is Aser Lehedyet and Aser Legavaya. We're going to bring a pasuk that's going to say that a trefa is Aser Legavaya. So the question will be is, what do I need a pasuk? I have a kavah chaymer. No, I have a kavah chaymer. Yeah, well, okay, that's a good point. We could think about that point. But the truth of the matter is, why do I need a pasuk? The main focus, we're going to have a brisa here that's going to say, it should be out because of Mashki Yisrael. Let's see how that plays in. But the point of the Gemara will be I have a Kavah Chaymer. The Gemara is going with a Kavah Chaymer. I don't need a Pasuk. I have a Kavah Chaymer.
The
Telus Trade. But what, right. So what do I need a Pasuk for? I have a Kavah Chaymer. Then the Gemara is going to keep on going back and forth. I'm going to show you why I need a Pasuk. We're going to slug up the Kavah Chaymer. And therefore I need a Pasuk.
Don't we sometimes say,
but you have to go through the motions before you get to the.
Oh, are we going to get it?
Well, you'll have to wait till tomorrow for the final conclusion of this.
It goes,
I don't think it addresses Mashki Yisrael, but it's a good. So that would, but if you hold Mashki Yisrael, so the kasha just gets stronger. What do I need a pasuk of treifin for? So whether it's Kavah Chaymer or Mashki Yisrael, what do I need a pasuk for? Okay, so. Yeah, that's a. That's also true. It's a Nafi pasuk. Mashki Yisrael is in Yecheskel, so, right. Okay, so anyways, Tana Rabban, let's see, and we have to help cup and help me out if I go off track. Tana Rabban, Kishuhu Oimer Min HaBakar. There are two parshias. We had the psukim earlier in Vayikra, a little bit above this pasuk Min HaBakar that's being quoted, also went through the repetition of each of the animals. Each one comes to exclude something. So now we're looking at the word Min HaBakar, pasuk or a couple psukim later, Min HaBakar Lamata. When it says min habakar lamata, lamata means following the other detailed pasuk. She'ein tamid loimer, this min habakar is coming to teach el lahoitzis a treifa, to exclude the treifa for gavaya. Correct the gemara, v'aloi dinhu, it's a kavah chaymer. What do I need this pasuk for? I have a kavah chaymer. Ma balmum, shemiteres lahedyoid, asur lagavaya, just like a balmum, which is mutter lahedit, yet it's asur for Hashem. Terefish asur lahedit, ein din shasur lagavaya? For sure it should be asur. So I have a kavah chaymer. What do I need a pasuk for? Gemara says, no, I need a pasuk because this kavah chaymer is not good. Why? Because I have chelav v'dam yoichichu. I have both chelav v'dam, which slug up the kavah chaymer. Why? Because shasurin lehedyot umutarin legavoya. These items are asurin lehedyot and are mutar legavoya, which means that I don't have. They go on the Mizbeach. So I don't have a Kavah Chaymer anymore because I see something that's also ahead. It could go, Lugavaya. So maybe Trefa could also. Maybe Trefa could also be that way. It's also ahead and could go Lehektish.
By the way, it's right.
Yeah, but once again, can you apply the fact that what the Gemara is going to say right now, Mal Chel Vadam Shekain by Meklal Heter, Tom Vitrefa Shekul Asur. I have something not so bad by Chel Vadam because they're coming from a kosher animal. They're coming from a kosher shchita. They're coming from an animal that's even mutter lahedye, whereas a trefa is completely usher. So veloite mitersa goy. That's why trefa should not be mitersa lagvaya. So therefore, I do have. So I'm back to having the kal v'chaymer. Why? Because the chelav and dam are not a good pircha, because it's not comparable to trefa. I can only ask the pircha on the kal v'chaymer if I have something like trefa that is mutter, and then therefore I need the pasuk. But here I don't need it slugs up the kal v'chaymer because they're not comparable. Chelav and dam are mutter lugvaya for different reasons. So therefore I still have the kal v'chaymer where something is completely usher, like trefa, for sure it should be usher lugvaya. So what do I need the pasuk? So Gemara says, malika teichia. Malika will slug up the kal v'chaymer. Shekula iser the isur v'asur lehedit umuteres lagvaya. I have malika, which is something that is completely asur lehedit, yet it's mutar lagvaya. So therefore, maybe treifa also, even though it's asur lehedit, it's mutar lagvaya. Mar says no, you can't compare because mala malika shekin kedushasa oisrasa. Mash ain't came betrayfish ain't kedushasa israsa. Malika is different because Malika, as Rashi says, bedavar shehu kadosh legavaya dahainu Malika ba neseres lahedit. What's happening is it's kedusha, the fact that you're doing the malika lehektish is what makes it hektish and asers it to the head. The fact when you do the malika, that's when it becomes aser lehedit. So the way you're being mocked at it, asers ahead it. But the trefa, ain't a kedusha, mishum trefa is like katakor lamale. And what do I need the pasuk? Trefas is always treif and will remain treif. It's the whole thing is iser. So therefore, trefa, so I don't need the pasuk. I have a good kal v'chaymer. You can't say malika will show me something that is asur lehedit and mutar lagvaya. You can't say that because malika becomes asur lehedit when it becomes mutar lagvaya, when you do the malika. So therefore, what do I need the pasuk? Rashi reminds us again about katikra lamali. So the Gemara just says now, it sort of goes off and summarizes. Okay, I agree, but my im hashafta, if you do have the im hashafta, if you do have a pircha, if you do have a pircha on this kal v'chaymer, kishuhu oimer min abakar lamata, she'ein el talmud lomer lahoitzis a treifa. This, as we said before, if you come up with a pircha, I have min abakar to exclude treifa. Even though, because I might think that even though trefa is also lahedit, it might be mutar lagvaya. So now the Gemara continues and tries to figure out what would the pircha on the kal v'chaymer, what would it be that would require me to need the pasuk of min habakar to exclude trefa. So we're going to try a whole series of pirchas on the kal v'chaymer. Ma'im hashva. So what is the pircha that you would ask? Omerav nishum de'ikul ameymar minchas ha'oymer teichiyach. I could show you from, this is Rav, even though it's not his opinion, but it's just a general comment that he's making now. The pircha could be from minchas ha'oymer, and this is why I believe this price is brought here. You could say minchas ha'oymer teichiyach. Shasur lehedyet, because the chadash is atzur lehedyet, umuteras lagavaya, and it's mutar lagavaya. So therefore, trefa also is asur lahedit. Maybe it's mutar lagavaya, and therefore I need a pasuk. So we say, no, it's not a pircha. Minchas oimer would not be a pircha. Why? Because mala minchas oimer shekema teras chadash. The minchas oimer is coming to permit the chadash. As Rashi says, Ma'alam Minchas Omer, Shekein Meruba Mitzvah, it has a big mitzvah, the Materetz Chadash, term of a treifa. That's the very point. Minchas Omer is coming to be Mater the Chadash, so you can't compare treifa, which is entirely usher and not coming to do anything. So it should be subject to the kal v'chaymer. What do I need the pasuk? So the Gemara says, oh, maybe b'shvias. We're dealing with Chadash in Shvias, where the Minchas Omer is technically not permitting anything, because in Shvius it's usher anyways, the crop is usher. So we say no, Shvius, we're still trying to stay on the track that Minchas Omer is a Materis Chadish, which would make it a good pircha on the kal v'chaymer. So we said maybe Shvius where it's not mat or anything, so we say no, Shvius nami shekei Materis Vichin. B'shvias. It could also be matir the aftergrowth on Shvias. So therefore, the Minchas Omer even on Shvias will have a matir of Kaddish Svirin, and therefore it would be a good, so therefore it would not be a good pircha, and I'd still need the pasuk. So we say no. Karebe Kiva, the Amr Svichin Asurim B'Shvias. It's coming out, the Shvias question will be like Rebbe Kiva, who holds Svichim are Asur on Shvias. Now this Rebbe Kiva opinion about Svichim, it gets a little complicated technically. Is it stuff that grew in the sixth year, has to do with the beer? Is there anything around for the Chadash to be Mater? Different ways to go with Pshat in that, but the main point is, according to Rebbe Kiva, the Omer is not being matur anything. So therefore, you cannot, so therefore the Minchas Omer would then become a good pircha and would then show that I need a pasuk to exclude Shreitha also. If the Omer is not serving any purpose, so it would be a raya that something that is usher leheded is mutla gvaya. So that's the point of the Gemara saying over here that it should be a good pircha according to Rabbi Kiva. So Amalei Ravacha Bar Abba Rav Ashi, even the Rabbi Kiva Nami Lufrech, even if you go this way with Rabbi Kiva, that the Svichim are also, so you could ask the following, Mala Minchas Omer Shekema Teres Chadish B'Chutzalaret, that the Minchas Omer is going to be Mater Chadish B'Chutzalaret, so therefore it serves a purpose. Therefore it cannot be compared to Trefa. Therefore, I have a good kavah chaimer by treifa. So the Gemara says, "Afilu manda mechadish b'chutz laaretz la'abdai raisa." Even according to the opinion that holds chadish in chutz laaretz is not dai raisa. So therefore, the chadish is not really being permitting anything with dai raisa. But it's still shekain ba lahater lasha betoicha. The oimer, even when you look at the oimer standalone in Shvias, it's permitting the lav of chadash within itself. The minchas omer carbon itself has chadash within it. So it's at least permitting the chadash that you're going to eat from the shirayim from the omer, even if it doesn't permit the shvias. Rashi explains, Tosfos has a problem with it, that even according to Rabbi Kiva, if you hold that it's still aser b'shvias, the chada, the omer may possibly not permit the shvias aspect of it. It's the first wide line. It's the first wide line of Rashi. He won't be over mishum chadash, even though he technically, according to Rabbi Kiva, may be over mishum shvias, but it still removes a lav of chadash, even though it doesn't make it completely permissible. It removes the lav shebetoicha of chadash. So therefore, we see even according to Rabbi Kiva, according to all these ways that we said, even according to Rabbi Kiva, what purpose does the Minchas Omer serve? It is matir, the chadash within itself. So therefore, I would still need the pasuk for treifa. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Ach.
Says no,
you still have the chadash problem. There's a lav of shvias according to Rabbi Kiva, and there is a lav of shvias. We said svichin l'Rabbi Kiva is usher, so therefore the minchas omer was not permitting anything. But now the Gemara is saying the minchas omer is permitting the chadash within itself. It's not permitting the shvias, but it's permitting, so even according to Rabbi Kiva, the Minchas Omer is being matir something. So therefore, it's not on the same level as a treifa. But now the Gemara asks, what about treifa? This is a very shver kasha. Rabbi Brown, 15 years ago, mentioned this on the shir on Daf A. He said he was going to discuss it on Daf Vav. I went to Daf Vav. I don't think he discussed it.
Nachum Shorzenthal
gave it 7.5 years ago, which I also listened to. But he also was running out of time at the end and said that maybe the next day he'll discuss it. Because the next kash is very schwer. Ihachi treifa nami takr v'tater lav shebetaita. How can a treifa, Gemara says just like the chadash, which has shviz, that's usher, is being ma to the chadash, treifa perhaps should also be mater the lav shabbatoichin.
Very. Not,
Yeah, very difficult to understand what this kasha is exactly. But the Gemara slugs it up right away anyways.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So he's saying the trefish be makriv and that it should be val that it's just very it's a very difficult and Tosis asks on this also. It's a very difficult question that the Gemara asks. Anyway, so the Gemara then says, if you're going to say that the matir of the Omer is a lasha b'teicha, you should say the same thing by treva. So the Gemara goes on to something else and sort of says, okay, that's a possibility. But the question is how the Gemara could even have a havmin about the treifa. Ella parachachi ma'al minchas omer shekein mitzvah sevakach. Bottom line is a minchas omer. That's how you're supposed to do it. Therefore, you can't slug up the kal v'chomer by showing that minchas omer is not matir anything, and therefore treifa maybe also. So then the omer would be asur lehagig mutar legavaya, and it's permitted. So therefore treifa, which is asur lehagig and mutar legavaya, I need a pasuk for. I can't slug it up with omer because omer, that's the bottom line, is shekein mitzvasa bekach. Therefore, you have to do that by the omer. So you cannot show me that the omer is something that is asur lehagig and mutar legavaya because that's a mitzvah bekach. So you can't say it's asur behagig. So therefore, I still have the kal v'chomer of treifa. What do I need the pasuk? And this is where we'll stop.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.